In this video, we're going to demonstrate the process for submitting a brand new HLK certified driver to the Hardware Developer Center dashboard. As you can see, we've already logged in, and we'll get started by clicking on Create New Driver, which will launch the submission wizard for a new certification submission. On the new submission wizard, at the left, there's a jump list which allows you to quickly move between drivers which you've opened recently. At the top of the page, there's a status bar which shows you the end-to-end process which will be required for this submission, as well as the current step the submission is on, and information about that step, such as ETA. The first section is the Packages and Signing Properties section, which allows you to give your driver a name, and that name will appear the same to you as well as anyone you resell the driver to. In our case, we'll use My Trackball. The next step is to upload our driver by dragging and dropping the package onto the uploader. And as you can see, that'll open and enable the additional signing properties for the down-level operating systems, as well as show your package in the driver packages section. And it also advances the status bar to the distribution catalog step and provides an ETA for that step. If we scroll down, we'll select several down-level qualifications and click Finalize. Clicking Finalize will enable and open the Certification section. The Certification section is a collection of marketing information about your certification submission. The first set of options are product types, and you'll select one product type for each of the operating systems in your package. The second question is whether or not your driver is universal, meaning that it only uses interfaces that are available in the Universal DDI. The next question is what type of device you have, whether it's external or internal to the chassis of the system. After that, you have your device metadata category, which allows you to control how your device will appear in the Devices and Printers section of Windows. Next, you have the announcement date, which controls when your submission will appear on the certified products list, and marketing names, which allow you to control how your product appears on that same list. Now we'll click Submit, which will mark the certification form as complete. And if we scroll up, we'll see that the status at the top begins to change, showing progress. If we click Drivers at the top of the page, that will take us back to our homepage, and we'll see that our new driver is listed here. In the next video, we're going to show what it looks like to update this driver submission with a DUA.